In Moscow, local business people, activists and ordinary citizens were outraged when the government of the Russian capital city took a bulldozer to many structures around the city's metro stations. About 100 small shops, restaurants and shopping centres were pulled down. Now, the city maintains that the structures were illegally built in the 1990s. Business owners, however, say they had valid property ownership documents or leases for their buildings and that some were confirmed just weeks ago.
Most of the razed structures were small shops that had sold food and household items. Some were three-story shopping centers. The city of Moscow claimed they were unsightly and obstructing metro entrances and access to gas and telecommunication lines. The bulldozers were accompanied by riot police. Business owners were not even allowed to save their merchandise and equipment. This whole thing is nothing but a military action, and what I'd like to understand is what have small businesses done to deserve being destroyed in such a barbaric way? I have no words. Quite a few Moscow residents sympathized with the shop owners. They had depended on the small businesses. Who needed this? People are all mad. No place to put credit on your phone, nowhere to buy a bun, no toilet. Really, who had a problem with all these places? It's just horrible, in my opinion. Who did they do it for and what for? They just made life harder for everyone. Many Moscovites see the demolitions as one more sign that rule of law is little respected in Russia. The main thing is that they did it in such a barbaric way that any businessman working in Russia understood that they will never invest in this country again. Local analysts say Moscow could face hundreds of millions of dollars in legal claims. The city also stands to lose millions in taxes from the businesses that operated in the destroyed buildings.